This is season 7 of Sessions, an impossible comeback story.
This podcast is brought to you by Hustler Casino and PokerAds.us.
This year, we play the game smarter, with more patience. And we keep a close eye on those who have stood in our way, those who have infringed upon our journey. Doesn't matter how long it takes, we're going to make it across that chessboard. And when we do, we're coming for you, Nids. Every last one of you. What? Are you sure? Okay. I hadn't planned on doing it, but I will. And yeah, I'll remember to do that too. Okay, my esteemed colleague, Silent Sound Guy, wants me to do a real-time update. A little bit surprising. We don't usually do those up here in Long Beach, but yeah, he's the boss. So it's 3:39 p.m. on Wednesday, Uno de Mayo, May 1st, 2024. And there's been some stress all around the last 12 plus hours, but that's okay. I can handle it. Some of those around me have been affected. That's not okay, but it's gonna be all right. And I actually slept like a baby for the first time in forever. And an adjustment I made was not having any energy drinks last night when I played. And you're going to hear about that, the session last night. But you got to make adjustments in life, right? You got to, something isn't going well, you know, tinker with it. And my sleep was really bad and I was drinking way too many energy drinks. And I don't know, I didn't have any last night. I slept like a baby, despite all this, you know, ridiculous stress that I deal with. So, I hate seeing others being affected by it, but I feel as good today as I've felt in a very long time. And is that a good enough real-time update, Sound Guy? I know, I'm going to tell him about your thing in just one second, okay? Week 17 of 50, it's time. The session. Everyone who has signed up for $4.22 a month or more at patreon.com/DGAFPokerPlayer got a private drop of Sessions yesterday. A top secret drop, which automatically showed up in their favorite podcast players due to something called RSS feed. Basically, once you go to patreon.com/DGAFPokerPlayer and you sign up for the $4 a month or more, you click maybe 3 buttons and then you instantly get all my content. 1,140 episodes in total at this point. And they're delivered right to your favorite podcast player. And then each private drop and the public drops moving forward get delivered there as well. You also get membership to Patron Discord. That's a place that enables everyone who signs up to get the full story, to have discussions, to play poker together with no rake, to bet on sports together with no VIG, and to buy pieces of me when I play on stream with no markup. Okay, Sound Guy, I'll tell them. So there's different tiers at Patreon. And if you're in the poker lovers tier, it's $16.88 a month or more. You get several perks, including playing rake-free poker, and you get equity in the World Series of Poker main event. One person, sometimes more, but this year it's one person, will be representing all the patrons out in Vegas in the biggest tournament of the year, the World Series of Poker main event. And that person is the one who does the best in our weekly tournaments. And yes, this year, representing the patrons is none other than Silent Sound Guy. Congratulations, Sound Guy. I'm really proud of you. And I'm very excited to see what you do out there. You are a pretty good poker player. You're incredibly lucky. You're only bad at playing kings, if I recall correctly. And what a great dude to represent. It's I don't know if I want to call it a community, because it's not really a community. We tried that. It online communities are tricky, but there's definitely a community of people that listen and support each other and hang out with each other in different ways. And it's so great to have Silent Sound Guy go. Our best representative over the years has been Check Raise Charles. He's cashed 2 out of 2 times, which means everyone got a piece of his win. And that's pretty cool. So if Silent Sound Guy, if you win it all, people are going to be flush. Are you going to give me a piece? You're going to quit your job as sound guy? Whatever. Okay, but that's pretty cool. So, yeah, that's that. You know, just go to patreon.com/DGAFPokerPlayer and check out the different tiers. I think a lot of people like the Discord because it's people that like this podcast. It's a different style of podcast. It is gritty. It is brutally honest. And it gets dark sometimes, and sometimes it's light and beautiful, and sometimes some of life's truths are revealed accidentally. And it's a very spewy podcast. It's the spew train. The idea is that you get on from wherever you're at in life, and then, you know, sometimes 40 minutes, sometimes much longer, well, you take that ride on the spew train, and then you get off at Escapeville. And what the fuck does that mean? It means life's tough. It just is tough for most people. We have to grind hard to make it. Some people are set for life and they don't have to grind too hard, but still they have other things going on in their lives, relationships, kids, what have you. And everyone needs a fucking break from time to time. You need an escape. You need to either listen to something or watch something and totally forget about all your shit for whatever, 40 minutes to you know, 90 minutes. And that's what a good movie does. And that's what this podcast has proven to do way more often than not, I think, over the course of 7 years. So a certain type of people, very communal people, sign up to get the whole story. And then when they interact together, it's beautiful. Them interacting with me is not always beautiful because I have an incredibly stressful life. And I'm just so busy that I'm wound very tight. But when they interact with each other, it's kind of a beautiful thing. And yeah, so is that good enough, Sound Guy? I know. You're going to win it all, huh? Okay. So, last all the patrons heard in yesterday's private drop, I was enjoying the last few sips of my tall Jameson and diet at the Lucky Lady Bar on Make It Back Monday, April 29th. So, I went there just before showtime, and I had eaten a nice meal, and I was washing it down with a tall Jameson and diet. It's just one shot of Jameson and a lot of Diet Coke, and it's kind of a perfect cocktail after you've had a big meal, in my humble opinion. Well, the Lakers were playing the Nuggets, and when I got there, I had them put the game on the main TV and put sound on. It's fun to go watch a game somewhere where the sound's on. And it was a LeBron James masterclass. He had 30 points, 11 assists and 9 rebounds, I believe, 4 steals and only 1 turnover, and they came up a little bit short in his 21st year in the league. And he has many haters. He's been around long enough that he's seen himself become a villain to many. And there was a drunk guy at the bar saying, you know, every time LeBron shot a 3, you can't do that, you know, Kobe. And, you know, it was just kind of classic drunk idiot sports fan. And in the private drop, I looked up the stats, and LeBron was a better 3-point shooter than Kobe, and considerably so. And I love Kobe, but it's crazy the amount of hate LeBron gets, in my humble opinion. So also my phone was blowing up. A lot of people wanted to get into this Make It Up Monday game, which is going to be a 2-3 no limit, but it's going to be real big and spewy for 2-3. And just too many messages on my phone. It's an interesting problem to have. People are really fond of DGAF's live poker show. It's the most fun place to play. It's at the Lucky Lady Casino in Gardena, California. And the show is real fun with the idiot booth and the vibe and the culture of no grinding, just like, you know, let's have fun, let's trade dollars, let's run big bluffs, let's slow roll, what have you. It's a problem for me how many messages I get. It's a good problem to have. Like, I'm recording this podcast, I don't think this one will be too long, but by the time I'm done, I'll have at least 15 new messages to, you know, respond to. And especially on game nights, it's tough. Everyone wants to get in this lineup. There's only 8 seats because we have the cameras on the table at the Lucky Lady for now. We want to try and get them off the table, and we can fit 9 people in there. But anyways, it's just a very good problem to have, but a problem nonetheless. So I had to turn over my phone, and I enjoyed those last couple sips of that tall Jameson and diet. And then I walked into the Gold Room, and the group in there is incredible. Tawny, someone I've known for a while, she deals at the Hustler. Her brother is the general manager of both the Hustler and the Lucky Lady, and they're really fucking good people. And Sean Yapel has been, I don't know if instrumental is even a strong enough word, in my impossible comeback, in my survival at least, and hopefully my comeback at some point. I hit rock bottom in 2017, and I've been grinding my ass off every day since, trying to climb out of debt and work through some childhood trauma that came up at the time, and you know, do it the right way. I never want to do anything the wrong way. I don't like infringing on people. I don't like taking shortcuts, and probably I take the long cut too often. But anyways, Sean Yapel and his sister Tawny are real good ones if you ever see them in the area. And it's just a really great lineup, not only in the Gold Room, but also at our outer table. So this is something, whenever I got in the poker streaming industry, I always thought, well, why only have one table? Have two, make it a party, have fucking 3. And you know, why not fill the whole casino? And have, you know, so I have a vision for this stuff, and it's coming to fruition here at the Lucky Lady, and it's happened quickly with no budget. My partner Peter the Wreck has funded all this stuff, and it's pretty cool to see the support we're getting and the interest we're getting, and including we have internet issues and who's going to watch a YouTube show? We have a lot of restrictions. We can't start until 10 p.m. And that's a tough time to start because we're West Coast. And that means on the East Coast, it's just, you know, it's 1 a.m. And we can't have whole cards. That's a pretty tough restriction. And yeah, those are the two main. But you know, it's pretty cool to see that despite all that, there's just like this really positive undertow of people just coming to Lucky Lady, wanting to be a part of the show, and I wish more people from the Hustler would come, but I know that a lot of them feel like they can't, and you know, that's just for them to navigate. I don't really need to speak on that anymore. But yeah, the show starts, and the cool thing about not being able to have hole cards is that, well, just I talked about adjustments in life where, like, I just wasn't sleeping good, and I'm always tired. But it's a vicious cycle when you're having energy drinks, or say you're using like a stimulant. Well, then you're gonna have bad sleep. And so my stimulant has been sugar-free Red Bull, and it's just a vicious cycle. Then you don't sleep good. Then you need more the next day. And anyways, another adjustment. Okay, we want to have a poker show, but we can't have hole cards. Well, if we can't have hole cards, then, you know, we pretty quickly decided, well, why do we need a delay? We don't need a delay, because, you know, we can just have this, we can just run it on YouTube in real time. There may be like a 1 second delay or 2 second delay or something, but, you know, that's just like, that's no delay. Like, you're at a baseball game, some guy hits a home run, and you see the ball at the bat, and then you hear it like a second later. That's just, yeah, that's not really a delay, is it? So that's cool. Let the people see what's happening as it's happening. Oh, wait, they can chat with us while we're playing. Ah, that's what these streamers do, these gamers. They play video games, and it's live. You're seeing what they're playing, and so they're talking to you. Let's try that with poker. Okay, well, let's put the chat on these TVs in this room, this gold room. And it's really cool. And someone I don't think I've ever met in person, but is part of the Chicago crew, is named Pink. And I really used to love commentating when the Chicago crew played poker. I believe they do it the quote-unquote right way. I don't think they allow any grinders in their fucking game. They have some good players. Pink's a very capable player. Brazil God's very capable, and some others. But they all sacrifice little bits of EV here and there for the sake of cultivating an incredible game that is sustainable long term. And this is something I've been preaching for, wow, how many years now? Probably close to 2 decades, starting with all my posts on 2+2 poker forums, and then when I became a podcaster and just everywhere else. Poker doesn't work with grinders. Tournament poker, sure, because people buy in and they can't leave until they bust. But cash games, the reason they dried up is not the economy. They dried up because it was so much self-interest. The pros would come in and kill the games by grinding, by playing too tight, not giving action, not making it fun, just basic shit. And I kind of learned my lesson in 2008. I was one of those clueless pros. I was incredibly good, fundamentally, and incredibly focused each time at the table. And I was also on a heater, and the people didn't like it. And I wasn't smug at all. I was very pleasant. And, you know, I never took too much pride in being good at poker. But they kind of didn't want me to play with me anymore. And I learned my lesson. And I kind of had to move to Vegas to continue my career in poker. And I just kind of learned quickly out there that there's another way to do it. And it's the way the Chicago guys do it. And that's, you know, you make it real fun. There are plenty of people out there with a lot of disposable income. Their escape is going to the casino and playing poker. And yeah, they want to battle. They want it to be competitive, but they also want to have fun. And so I kind of learned that, and I've written about it and spewed about it into the microphone for so many years. And then when I saw the Chicago crew play, it was like, you know, everything I'd ever said. Like, the best players are giving away little bits of EV, and it's just, it was a beautiful thing. And one of those players is Pink, and that was a little trip off the tracks on the spew train. But Pink's in the chat, and he just feels like a kindred spirit. And when I used to commentate, we would do red or black. We would bet on red or black, even though it was on an hour delay. But you know, we would just do it, and it was kind of fun. And now we get to do it live on my show, And it's just kind of cool. I had my stack was $417. So we did. His name's Pink because he's kind of, his pigment is a little more red than normal. And that's what his friends named him. So he has red every time, and I have black every time. And he wins the first one. And I ask him if I can double or nothing. It's just talking to the chat while you're playing. It's pretty cool. And he says, yeah. And then he wins, that one. So it's 834. And I said, okay, last one. Can we do 1668 or nothing? He said, yeah. And it was black. So we broke even. And it was kind of fun. And one of the good things about our show is that interaction. So in a poker sense, I can't get anything going. I'm not making any hands. I lose my first buy-in, just kind of bleed it off and then get it in with a draw that breaks. And then I buy back in for 500. At this point, we're playing $500 cap, but our show has an old school feel to it that when people get stuck, they just say caps off. No matter what game we're playing, people can buy in for whatever they want. And I get it all in with tens against Jack 9 suited preflop and lose that one. And okay, the cap is off. And I have someone at my table that I've never played with before named Vaughn GTO. It's a vlogger. I like to support the vloggers, not just because I know it's good exposure for my show, but you know, I was a kid once trying to figure out my way in content. I've definitely found my way in content. I'm a podcaster and I was a commentator, and I might revisit that at some point somewhere. I really enjoy that, but you know, vlogging is another form of content, and so I got this kid in, and he's kind of a grinder. But he's young, and you gotta learn. And he see changes on me, which while I'm in the idiot booth. So we have the production room, and we have a camera in there and a microphone. We call it the idiot booth. And typically, if you get stacked, you need to make that little short walk from the gold room to the idiot booth and explain what happened and how you're feeling. It's just funny. It's just lighthearted. It's just the way I like to do content and the way I think poker should be. And anyways, when I was in the idiot booth, this kid seat hopped me. That's hilarious. But anyways, I'm just, you know, stuck and I'm trying to win for our director on this night, Marco Polo. He directed the morning shift, and I asked him to do the night shift. And I said, I'll give you a 1% free roll. And I'm trying to win for him, and I run a huge bluff for this game. I bet the turn, and then I bet $1,000 on the river, and there's four hearts out there, and I get the third nuts to fold because no one usually bluffs there. So I really, for a long time now, have loved bluffing the spots where no one bluffs. And it gets me close to unstuck, and then I just go right back to just running death. And then I did win one pot with a big combo draw that hit twice against Yennefer. Someone, her and her, I don't know if they're married, but they're close enough. Her and David come out and they're friends of the show and they love it. I did bink on her twice, but overall just running bad. Including I called 700 pre with ace king. I think I called the big four bet, something like that. And I just wanted to play it under repped. It was against Goob. He's Goob_U2 on Instagram. He's got a big following. And I just wanted to play this hand under repped for me. Because I think most people think I'm jamming ace king, always preflop. But we were deep. We were like 4K deep because the cap was off. And it just came terrible for me. I had ace king and it came like 6-7-9 all spades, and I don't have one spade, and I had to fold to his all in, and he had a bluff, but you know, I tend to obsess over variance, but that is a form of running bad where you just get a flop you can't continue on. So I don't know, I'm stuck, and the night is winding on. We've stopped filming, and it's getting shorthanded. And I get this, you know, young guy. He's a nice guy, Von GTO, but he's kind of like a poker pro, and he seat hopped me, and he squeezes, and we're shorthanded. I call with ace deuce offsuit, and it comes ace 9-2 with two clubs, and I've run a ton of bluffs on this night. I typically do. And I check raised him. I don't need to slow play here at all. I could have club draw. I could have stone air. I could, you know, whatever. And he goes all in. And so this is the big pot. This is the big payoff that I've been waiting for. This is why you spew around. This is, it's called spew equity. You spew all night, and then if you flop two pair and someone has top pair, you get all the money. And that's what happened. We got it all in. He had ace jack. We ran it twice. I'm 73%, and he hit a jack. So I didn't, you know, I got the money in good, but I didn't hold, and that's something that's been happening a lot lately, and that's, you know, that's poker. So I lost $2,700 on this night, and I was bummed. I just, you know, I have a lot of stuff going for me. This podcast is very successful. I have a show that's growing like a weed. And, you know, I have a lot of good people in my life, a lot of good supporters. But every time I lose, it just really hurts because I've been in makeup for a while. That means I have a backing corporation, and while I'm in makeup, I'm not earning any money. And I just, it's not an exaggeration that I've worked every single day for 7 years. And I don't know, I got an Uber, and my driver was also talking shit about LeBron James. And it's just casual fan stuff. I mean, this guy in his 21st year had 30, 11, 9, and 4 with one turnover against the defending champs. And we're going to hate on him? That's wild to me. But anyways, got back to my spot. Ate a little bit. Got organized. And I did not sleep well. I had too much on my mind. And I had some sugar-free Red Bull that night. Let me take a sip of Fiji water. All right, so I got up on Spewy Tuesday, April 30th. And did I already say it was May 1st? I don't know how we got. Maybe that was in the real-time update. But, yeah, so I got up yesterday, Spewy Tuesday, April 30th. A lot of correspondence. And then I got a pretty decent nap in. And then just really a lot of getting organized and writing. And then I got caught up in my impossible comeback story, which is called Sessions, at 3 p.m. So I recorded that private drop that I released yesterday. And then I did something. Another adjustment I've made is trying to get outside and at least go for a walk each day. I do have to work a ton. I've made peace with that until I complete this impossible comeback. But I at least need to walk for 20 minutes if I can. And I did, and I FaceTimed my kids, and that was good. And, I got back and I was, you know, I have a lot of stress that I'm not going to talk about in these drops. So I like to, you know, it's relaxing to me to bet on NBA or NHL playoffs and just sweat. That's an escape for me. And did that and took a long shower and took an Uber to an incredible restaurant in Gardena. Shinsen Gumi Gumi. Sandman took myself and Hannah Scorsese there the first time. It's so good. It's yakitori. It's incredible. And it's right there by the Hustler and the Lucky Lady. I felt sick when I got there. I was in the, you know, back seat of a Tesla, and I just feel nauseous always when I take Ubers and electric cars. I think they're just so whippy, and maybe the suspension isn't great. I don't know, but I felt good pretty quick when I started eating that food with Hannah Scorsese, one of the directors at DGAF's live poker show, and she dropped me off at the Lucky Lady, and I went back to the bar, you know, just pregame, have a cocktail there, and then go play, and Eddie Testosterone and Sniper Adam were in there, and you know, we just kind of commiserate a little bit, and then we start. And this is going to be 2-5, no limit, $200 to $2,000, so a bigger cap, you know, 400 bigs. But you know, we have some higher. This is how you accommodate higher stakes players and lower stakes players at the same time. Is have a low minimum, a high maximum, and keep the blinds low and let people spew what they want. And I usually open every show that I play on. We have 6 shows a week currently, and I'm hoping to ramp that up even more. So right now we have 2 public games, Monday and Wednesday at noon. The show actually starts at 12:30, but they start calling names at noon. Anyone can play in them. And you just sign up on Poker Atlas, and you can sign up 6 days in advance. Your name will not fall off. And it's pretty cool. People that never had a chance to play on stream are getting a chance. I sometimes play in those. I pay game starters to play in those to make sure I don't have to, because I need the sleep, because I'm playing the nights before and after. And then we also have Monday is Make It Back Monday, Spewy Tuesday. I play both of those, and I do not play Fun Game Friday. I'm always with my kids on Fridays, but Eddie the Fun Player runs that one, and then I do play Domingo Grande, our big game on Sundays, and that's, you know, 10-20, and it gets huge, and I usually start in the idiot booth. Like, we have an intro it's a pretty bad intro. We're very, very much a new startup, and self-funded, not me, but my partner, Peter the Wreck. And we talk about getting wins in different areas. Like, we think our sound's pretty fucking good. Our video is getting better. Our internet is not a win. We need to get it to be a win. And we need our intro to be a win at some point. But hey, we're just going. We're just going to, it'll be a win. It's not now. So whenever that thing is over, it's okay. And then there's some funny moments from previous shows. I usually open the show just with, you know, no script. The director says, you know, welcome to DGAS Live Poker Show. Today is Domingo Grande or Make It Back Monday. And here we are in the idiot booth with DGAF. And then I just spew, which is, you know, something I'm good at. I have the gift of gab. And it's not really a gift because I didn't have it my whole life. I learned it. And the patrons know all about that. But we learned that it's good when there's 2 people in the idiot booth together. And I brought Eddie Testosterone in there, and we're joking around about where he's been playing, just really benign stuff. And then we went into the gold room and started playing. And Sniper Adam is the opposite of a sniper. That's why we call him Sniper Adam. He's from Chicago. And he is wild. He just, you know, makes it huge every so often. And he made it huge and got me to get the money in with worse, because he's just so wide open. And so I'm already stacked for 1,500, I think. And then we see on the chat that someone really took offense to us joking around in the intro. And it was just kind of, it was interesting is one way to put it. It was not okay. And so, yeah, I don't need to get into it. But my thing is just like, you know, I take the high road in life, and I just document anyone that doesn't in case I ever need it. And yeah, I try to, you know, okay, we'll try and relax and have a good time and put on a good show. And it's tough, man. It's tough when you're on camera and mic'd up. It's not easy playing on stream. And then when you're interacting with the chat in real time, if they're trolling you in any sort of way, that's tough, right? And so I don't know. I did okay with it. And then I got the money in good. All in with pocket jacks on 10-5, 4 deuce against king 5. Eddie Testosterone did not believe me, and he called, and he has 11% equity. We ran twice and chopped. Honestly, what the hell? So, just been running like this for a very long time, and this is an impossible comeback, because when I hit the bottom, I kind of just like came to. Like, oh shit, like, what? I was over a quarter million in debt. I was a high stakes poker pro and like terrible money management, and not just like spewing off on stuff in sports betting or whatnot, but I also did a lot for a lot of people. I would just give people 5K, 10K. You need 10K for the holidays for your family. Here's 10K. I gave family members a lot. I did a lot of good things with it, but I also was just a terrible money manager. And I always won enough to overcome that. And then in 2017, I had my only losing year ever. I barely lost, but that's devastating when you're spending, you know, about a quarter mil a year. And so I really like had a lot to deal with at that point. And as mentioned, all these like childhood memories started popping up that I had repressed successfully for fucking 40 years or whatever. And that's why it's been impossible. Like, oh shit, I didn't even feel comfortable borrowing anymore. I didn't really have any faith in the game, No Limit Hold'em. Like, it just seemed like a joke to me. Like, you get the money in good and you lose. You get the money in good and you lose. You flop a set, they turn a bigger set, like that kind of stuff. So I was spooked. I had a lot to deal with, quarter million in debt, and I still have a high monthly nut because I got my, you know, I didn't want to disrupt my kids' lives in a very nice neighborhood and all that. So that's mostly why it's been impossible. And you know, I started this podcast with no plans for it, just only to hold myself accountable on this impossible journey. And then I became a podcaster and I don't know, I'm definitely, I don't know, I'm spewing, but that's been the story mostly in the 7 years, is I just don't run good. And I know I ran very, very good back in the day when I became a new pro, 2007, 2008, I ran top 1% or whatever for a while. And pretty much everyone that's in poker has run very well for an extended period of time. And, I don't know. I just, you know, you stick around long enough and you stop running like that. And like, it's tough. It's tough for the human mind to understand, you know, variance in general, but variance in live No Limit Hold'em. It's fucking wild. And I took a break to go to the restroom and I questioned, like, is it my energy? Like, you know, you start to get superstitious. I am not superstitious at all as a default. No, I have a very logical mind. Mathematical mind. No. I understand like what happened in the past in terms of luck has nothing to do with the future. But if you run bad for long enough and you depend on running good or at least okay, you start to question it. And anyways, I came back and I was buried. I was stuck like, you know, 5K or whatever. And I played a huge pot against Vent. Just this really cool kid that he played in one of the public games. And then I was like, yeah, this guy's great. He's great for the show. Let's make him a reg on our show. He squeezes often. I call King 10 offsuit. We're incredibly deep. And, you know, others called as well. I think maybe two others called as well. And it came Queen Jack X and he bet tiny. And I have the open ender here. This is, you know, obviously, it's a continue spot, 100%. Is it a call or is it a raise? It seems like just a call to me. And then someone else called. And then the turn was a break and Vent bet bigger, which made me think he likely had a hand. He wasn't folding. So there's no point in raising here. Just call and try and bink one time in your life. And bink, I did. The river was a beautiful offsuit nine. The turn brought a flush draw. So the offsuit nine, and he bets, I think 1500. It was either 1400 or 1500. And I went all in for, I don't know, maybe 4500. So this might have been like a 12K pot. And he thought forever. And you know, I feigned weakness and nervousness. And you got to do that shit. And he called. And, you know, if anyone's bluffing there, it's me. And I wasn't. And so then I was winning a little bit, and then I wasn't, and then it's 3:30 a.m. and I'm up $1,000, and I want to leave. I need to go sleep, man. I need to get something to eat and sleep. and they're busting my balls. So I said, okay, look, I'm up 1,000, vent. I will flip with you for 1,000 if you want. Like, that's the action you're going to get. I'm not staying here. I'm too tired. And he says, okay. And then Eddie Testosterone says, well, I would like to be in this as well. So a three-way flip for 1,000, I'm never winning it, except I do. And that 1K win turns into a 3K win, and I win $300 on the week. I lost $2,700 on Monday. I won $300 on Tuesday. And yeah, so I head to the cage to deposit my chips in my player's bank. And that thing, the interesting thing in the chat is I, you know, the way you move on in life with big stuff is, you know, repress it or some say, I heard Garrett call it on an interview one time, put it in a container, which I think is from some book. And that's just a good way to visualize what you're doing. Like, okay, this thing's bothering me. I need to put it in a container so I can continue putting on a show and playing. But you kind of push it down. And then as I'm, you know, at the cage, it's starting to resurface and it's bothering me quite a bit. And I don't need to get to the details of it. Those of you who are watching saw it. Just really fucking interesting. And I'm ordering an Uber. It's 3:30 a.m. on, you know, Wednesday, May 1st. And what happens next in the story will be for patrons only. So if you want to hear more, head to patreon.com/DGAFPokerPlayer and get the entire story for less than $5 a month. That's one yellow chip in LA or one red chip in Vegas. So we're going to check on my 2024 goals and then we'll get out of here. So I have three goals for this year and they're numbers 60, 120, 240. What's that mean? I want to win 60% of my sessions. It's just, I don't like setting like, I don't know, I just found for my spirits, I need to win sessions. I need to win 60%, and that'll lead to overall winning money. And I am backed, and one of the perks of one of the higher tiers of Patreon is that you get to back me, and I'm a lifetime fucking huge winner. Huge. I do it a different way than most. I just have a tendency to know what everyone has. And that's because I have Ray-Bans. And if you guys didn't know, Ray-Bans can see right through the cards. And I guess that's foolish of me to share that, but I have Ray-Bans. And so if you press the middle of them, you can see what everyone has. I don't know if I should have shared that or not. But I want to win 60% of my sessions. And I've won 20 out of 33. That's 61%. So I'm right there on that. Unfortunately, I've not had very many big wins, and I've had some huge losses. So I got work to do. And it's going okay. I play big now at my new show, and that was an adjustment. And Sunday is a very big game. 10:20, and it gets huge, and Monday and Tuesday play real big as well. So typically this Monday didn't, but they typically do. So I'm right there on that goal. 120. I want to have 120K debt or less by the end of the year. As mentioned, it was 250,000, and it stayed that way or even got bigger for the first 4 years or so. And then in the fifth year, I made some progress, and then the sixth year was tough. And I have a really high monthly nut, and it's always been where I play. If I play my own money, I run terrible, and if I play on stake, I win for the backers and whatever. It's at 188,275. I'm about to make a payment of $1,000 to someone, so it'll go down a little bit. But I really need to go on a heater at some point. And you can, and the games I play in are plenty big, where I could make a big dent in that. But I got a lot of work to do. And then the last one is a weight goal. I have gained so much weight since I started in this poker streaming world, this incredibly stressful, often very toxic poker streaming world. I've gained a lot of weight. And you know, it's It's the late night schedule. It's the crazy amount of stress. It's the always eating out and whatever. And I want to weigh 240 or less. And that's still overweight, but I am at 260, at 20 pounds to drop. So that's it. That's the update. If you, in the last 45 minutes, forgot about your own shit that you deal with, whether it be work or family, relationships, whatever, then you can get off right here at Escapeville.